Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sen. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia. So I got an email this week and the person wrote, "Can you help me with my ADHD?" End email. And this happens quite often. And I sit there going, "Ooh, that's a big question where I don't even know where to start." So I write back with like, "I'd love to help you. What are you looking for?" And they wrote back something to the effect of, "I'm really overwhelmed. How do you chill out?" And so I wrote back, "Well, here's what I do. I work out every day and I take care of myself in this way and this way. And I also do this and I do this, this." And I realized I sent him this email with like 20 different ideas. And as I'm thinking about it, about an hour later, I was like, "Whoa, that was probably really overwhelming." So I wrote him back like part two. I was like, "Hey, so that was a lot of choices. Why don't you just pick one of those? Because I've known I've had ADHD for 18 years. I've had a lot of time to work on this. So this is all the work I've done over 18 years. Know that it's going to take time to find the things that work for you. And just do some baby steps. Pick one thing, try it out. If it works, great. If it doesn't, pick a different one." And I realized this happens a lot. We have so many choices and we don't know where to start. And it's just too overwhelming. But I'm constantly working on being better, but I'm only trying one thing at a time because too many choices is just so overwhelming for me. So what is it about that that keeps us paralyzed? I think besides the overwhelm, it just feels really hard. And then there's the worry of like, what if I pick the wrong thing? Or you pick something and it doesn't work and then you get discouraged. Or you try something, but then you don't stick with it. And a lot of those things are fear-driven, where we're afraid of what that's going to look like. And ooh, it just sounds like a lot. So when you are feeling like this and it's just super overwhelming, what do we do? One, do something. Something is better than nothing. Even if you do it a little bit, that's okay. I tried Googling this commercial and I couldn't find it. But about a year or so ago, there was this guy who would eat like one piece of broccoli and then have this smile on his face like, "Ta-da. Look at what I accomplished." And then he did like one push-up and then he would pat himself on the back and like walked out of the gym. And I think I remember the commercial being like, "Hey, one broccoli is not enough," or "one push-up's not enough. You have to do more," because they're probably selling something. But you know what? One broccoli is better than no broccoli. And one push-up is better than no push-ups. So doing a little bit is better than nothing. Second thing is recognize when you're just feeling overwhelmed. Stop and pause for a second and know, "I'm feeling overwhelmed." When you're looking at a big project and it just feels like too much, just pause. Because when we feel that big overwhelm, then we don't do anything about it. We're just delaying the project. When I think about when I was going to start this podcast, it just felt too big. And so I kept putting it off. But here's the thing. If it's going to take me 6 months to figure out how to do a podcast and get it off the ground, whether I started in July or I started in November, either way, it's still going to take me 6 months. And I'd rather sit there in July and start so that 6 months from now I'm done, as opposed to November and I'm 5 months down the road. Is that math right? I hope so. And I look ahead and there's still another 6 months ahead. It's like, well, then now I'm almost at a year, right? So what are you going to do? Just not start? It's just going to take longer. And that's one of my, one of the ladies I love following. Her name is Allie Worthington. She says that. She's like, what's your other choice? Just wait longer to start? It's still going to take you that long. Just do it. Just start doing something. So then the third part of that is do the baby step. Eat one broccoli. Do one push-up. Just a little bit will make a difference as you add up. Expecting a big transformation overnight is very ADHD. We think that, hey, I worked out today. Why isn't my muscle bigger? Or I ate my vegetables at all three meals. how come I'm not healthier today? Or I cleaned out this office all day. Why is my whole house not cleaner? Because we have time blindness, we expect things to happen either now or not now, which is way too far off and we don't want to worry about not now. That's like way in the future. I can't even imagine it, right? So we have to remind ourselves that our brain does not have that portion, and we just need to say, it's okay. I will get there eventually. I'm going to do baby steps little by little. We'll get there. So I was talking about my weight loss journey with my doctor, and it has taken me a year and a half, but I've lost 65 pounds. But it was really slow going. I mean, if you do the math, which I really should have done this ahead of time, I guess, 65 pounds, a year and a half is more than 65 weeks. So I was losing all along the way, either a half pound, maybe a pound at most. Some weeks I stayed the same. It was very slow going, and it was frustrating, and it was hard, and I wanted to give up. But that little half a pound adds up to now here I am a year and a half later, 65 pounds later. And she was talking about another patient where she's like, you have to look at it as a marathon. And eventually those little choices add up to big changes. If you think about it, if you're losing half a pound a week and there's 52 weeks in a year, that's 25 pounds that you've lost. So even if your goal is to lose 100 pounds and you do it super slowly, that's 4 years it's going to take you to lose 100 pounds. And that feels so long. But yet at the same time, 4 years from now, do you want to look back and be like, oh, I'm still at that same 100 pounds that I am overweight? It's pretty impossible for us to just magically lose 50 pounds in a short amount of time and it be a sustainable thing. It's an unrealistic goal to think I'm going to be able to run a marathon in a month when I probably couldn't do this, you know, what's that app called? That couch to 5K or whatever. Like, you're not going to build that business in 2 weeks because there's only so many hours in a day to create that product or to build that website. You have to do tiny pieces in order to get there. It's not an immediate gratification. And I know, as with ADHD, we want that immediate gratification. That's how our brain is set up. And it's about telling yourself that it's okay to make these little bitty changes because eventually you'll get there. And I still do this. I still struggle with this. I needed to hear this pep talk, and that's why I wrote it down, because I have been lollygagging around trying to figure out, how do I reach more women? How do I reach the women who don't even know they have ADHD? How do I reach the moms who are just struggling and feel like a hot mess and don't even know that this is why they're struggling? And I just felt so overwhelmed by the prospect of trying to figure out, how do I make this work, that I've been reading and I've been researching and watching videos for months. And I've got to this like analysis paralysis stage, and I hit that task initiation block where I felt like doing all of this research was getting me closer to my goal, but it's not. It's a form of procrastination. It's a form of an excuse, because like, oh, I need to learn a little bit more. I don't quite know enough to do a new thing. And there's always an excuse of life being busy, or, you know, if you've been following me on Instagram, like, I was helping with the school auction fundraiser, and I just threw a baby shower for my sister. And, you know, there's this going on, there's that going on, and I have a chronic illness, and I've been sick the last couple months. Like, there's always going to be an excuse to not make progress. Life is always busy, though. So what's my priority? If I have it on my heart to help more women, what's the priority? Is it doing another 3 months of research? Or is it just getting out there and doing something that actually helps more women? So what did I do this week? Because, you know, I love some homework, and I'm not just going to talk about it. I practice what I preach. So what did I do? One, I defined my goal. I did a brain dump of all the things that have been floating around in my head, and I put them on paper so that it didn't feel so chaotic in my brain. I got them all down on paper, and then they feel concrete and it feels less chaotic, flying around ideas everywhere in my head. Then you break it down into tiny pieces. My big goal is to reach more women who don't even know they have ADHD and be their lighthouse. So how do I break it into something smaller? Well, can I do a video series that would target moms as a whole instead of just moms with ADHD, knowing that this will really resonate with moms who have ADHD, but it's also going to help all moms. There's no mom out there who's like, oh, I really like chaotic mornings. They just make my life so great. No, everybody wants a smoother morning. Everybody wants a calmer morning. Every mom wishes that morning time was more smooth. So I'm breaking it down into smaller pieces. So that's the smaller goal within the big goal. But what's the tiny piece? The tiny piece is actually writing down what it is that I want to put in the series. Writing down, when do I have time to record when it's quiet in my house, which obviously you all know in current times, family houses are not quiet right now. Looking at those little pieces and breaking them down and not worrying about the big giant piece right now, just taking it into something tiny. And then three, accepting that I can only do one thing at a time. I understand that there are people in this world who think they can multitask. Actually, we're not really good at multitasking. Some people are just better at switching between tasks, but you can't really do two things at one time. I have ADHD. I cannot multitask. I cannot flip between tasks quickly. I need to just focus on one thing at a time. So accepting that, that's okay. I don't want to be a multitasking wizard. It's not realistic for me. I can only do one thing. So what's the one thing that I'm going to do today? And number four is, I'm going to do the one thing. I love following Mel Robbins. She's a mom and she has ADHD. So you can find her on Instagram. And her method is the 5-4-3-2-1 method where like you're struggling and you don't know what to do. She's like, you just count down and then you just do it at the end of the countdown. So just do one tiny little thing today. Because if you start, you're more likely to keep going, but you don't have to. Like if you just eat one broccoli, that's okay. Eat one broccoli. If you end up eating 5 broccolis or 10 broccolis, great. But at least you eat one broccoli and that's more broccoli than you had before. Or if you do one push-up, that's okay. Do one push-up. If you end up doing 10 push-ups, that's great. Or 20 push-ups. But at least do one. Get down on the floor and do one push-up. Go to the refrigerator and eat one carrot stick. Go to your email inbox and delete one email. We are all a work in progress. We are all making ourselves better every day. And we can do that by tiny little steps every day. That little bit will get you where you want to be eventually. We just have to recognize that our ADHD brain struggles with the not now. So what can I focus on? I can focus on now. I can focus on one thing that I can do right now, today, and get it done. You can do it. You can make progress. It is possible. We just have to make it in a way that is feasible for our ADHD brains. And for me, that's taking it into a tiny piece and working on that one little piece. And I hope that your tiny little piece of accomplishment makes you feel empowered, that you can make big changes in your life one baby step at a time. And if this helped you today, I hope you will go down and hit the 5-star review. Leave me a sentence or two to let me know that it helped, because your encouragement means so much to me and makes me feel like I am doing this for a reason and not just speaking into the oblivion of the internet. So I would love to hear from you so much. I will talk to you soon, Successful Mama. Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.